Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget all the things you can do on my site, including listening to thousands of archives. You can go back and check out the category that's on your mind and listen to an archive of something that we've of an interview that I've done with one of our Brain Trust members over the last several years. There are thousands of them there. Articles are listed are the same way. We've all got them in handy tables and handy ways for you to find the topic that you have on your mind. If you're looking for something we've done recently, like in the last week or so, the blog is a good place to find that. And don't forget our newsletter, I should say, which we'll send to you every week by email on Sunday, get you ready for the week ahead. And all that's right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Folks, remember last week, I think it was last week, Giovanni Cortolo was on the show, and he's with the Chamber, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and they're recognizing the top seven small business owners, small businesses in the country, ultimately to choose the small business of the country. And we announced on this show, we announced to the world who those seven companies are. And you're going to be meeting all of them, one of them today. Right now, you're going to be talking with the founder and the chairman of Mind Over Machines, and the president and CEO of that company. And Thomas Loveland is the founder and the chairman. Tom, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having us on.
It's good to have you here. And Ronald Munford is the president and CEO. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations to you two on being one of the finalists for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Small Business of the Year.
Well, it was an honor, and we're thrilled to be part of the group.
Tom, you founded this company. Tell us about it.
Well, I did not have any great vision like Bill Gates of Microsoft to put a computer in every desk. It was a much more modest beginning. Went out as an independent contractor.
Wanted to make a living in the beginning, probably, didn't you?
Absolutely. And funny how things grow.
Yeah. Well, when you do good things, they do grow. So what was on your mind? What was your vision?
The thought was simply was to provide good. I love this technology stuff, and I really get a thrill whenever I see a customer's eyes light up when we deliver a solution. And that was all that I was really working for.
Well, what did you think was needed in the marketplace?
Actually, I started this thing a long time ago, back when a lot of people called us computer consultant folks cowboys. I had a lot of people who were
That's
saying,
one of the names I've heard you called.
But
this is a family show, Tom.
Exactly. And it was special just to be able to go out there and provide some good service and leave the control in the hands of the customer. A lot of folks in our industry in the early days liked to keep control themselves, thinking that
I call that holding them hostage.
Exactly, and that's what
and
we
you
did
wanted
not
to
do.
Go away from that. And it sounds to me like you identified the pain and you solved that pain.
Apparently so. It's been working out for us.
And so the business grew, and then Ron got involved, right?
Absolutely. We needed some grown-ups on board here to help pull this thing forward.
Ron, what was going on when you joined the company?
Well, it's very interesting, Jim. I first met Tom when I was a president of another local Baltimore company. His firm was doing some order entry software development for us. I liked Tom personally, and we kept in touch over the years. And Tom had an opportunity to develop a .com company and was looking for someone to come in and oversee Mind Over Machines while he was becoming a .com guru, which he did. And that was in 1999, and I joined the firm as a consultant initially. And then lo and behold, I liked what I was doing. I liked the people. I liked the challenge and agreed to stay on as president and CEO. And as they say, the rest is history.
Mm-hmm. And then Tom came wandering back. So, Tom, I guess you can go home again, right?
It certainly looks that way.
Yeah. So you guys are back together now for several years. What are you doing these days? What is your company? What kind of exciting things are you offering to your customers these days?
Jim, today we operate in two market spaces. We have a good presence in the commercial space, specializing in corporate legal services. And then on the government side, we have so far specialized in providing applications for the National Institutes of Health and the Department of Health and Human Services.
Now, these are when you say legal solutions, these are technology solutions. So tell us how those apply to the legal issues.
Okay. We have a number of clients, one particularly large client, whose company is primarily involved in providing a registered agency for companies all over the United States. In order to provide good service for these companies, they, along with our help, have designed and web-enabled a number of products that help these clients in their legal requirements. For example, corporate compliance, which is now a big issue with Sarbanes-Oxley. We've mm-hmm. developed a product that helps small and medium and large companies, for that matter, deal with this corporate compliance
issue. So
you've
automated the compliance tasks.
Yes, we do that through helping these firms access the various public websites that are necessary to pull down the information that's required on various reporting forms.
And Tom, as Tom said earlier, you give them the key. You give them control.
Yes, that's correct. These applications are available through one of our large clients' website, and these clients can come on with their own username and password and use these tools at their discretion to help them perform their mission.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tom, when you started the company, what was there are people listening to you right now. This was what, almost 20 years ago, Tom, you started your company?
Getting close.
Okay. There are people listening to you right now who are where you were 20 years ago. I got 30 seconds before we go to a break. What would you say was the first thing on your mind? What would you like to have known in those days that you know now but you didn't know then?
That that you can do it, that the company can seriously grow. I did not have a clear vision for the beginning of the company and was amazed to see how far we've gotten. Now we're starting to plan.
You planned for a company, but you didn't plan for success, did you?
Bingo.
Quick break right back after these messages. We're going to find out some more about the things that they wish they knew then that you would like to know now. And they know these things. 20 after, Ron Munford, Tom Loveland. The company is called Mind Over Machines. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
I know you believe in me.
Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Ron Munford and Tom Loveland. Tom Loveland is the founder of Mind Over Machines, and Ron Munford is the president of that organization out of Baltimore, Maryland, one of the seven finalists, national finalists, I should say. The U.S. Chambers of Commerce is a Small Business Person of the Year award, which they're going to make that award, that announcement final. I believe it's the first or second week of May. Let's see, when is that? Because I'm going to be there. The second week of May, I'm actually going to be at that event, guys. I'm going to be moderating a panel for them, and so I'm looking forward to seeing you guys down there. Tom, when you founded your company, you said a minute ago that you weren't prepared for success. Did success surprise you?
Yes, it did, but I guess it shouldn't have in retrospect.
Yeah.
One of the things that I have lived by in the business is one of these basic rules that we all hear, give to get.
Mm-hmm.
Just simply look out for the best interest of the clients and then for staff and partners as well. And
right.
If you put it out there, you put out good stuff, it eventually comes back to you.
What did you not know then that you know now that you wish you knew then? What have you learned in the last 20 years that if you could speak to the Tom Loveland that's sitting in front of you right now, where you were 20 years ago, what would you say to them?
I would say go out and hire excellent people as soon as possible. I would say also possibly, depending on the business, be willing to go into a little bit of debt. Bring in a little bit of a money partner so that you can go out and get excellent teammates right off the bat. I grew the sucker very slowly.
Yeah.
And
It's tough growing it all by yourself with just whatever profits you can eke out and whatever money you can put in. It's tough, isn't it?
It is. But then at the end, it leaves with a very proud feeling.
What did you do differently that allowed you to expand and really grow? Right? Did you borrow money? Did you take in an investor? What did you do?
Did not do any of that stuff. I simply, like many entrepreneurs, wore many hats and worked the jobs of three people.
Right.
And so it came out in sweat equity.
Now, Tom, when you joined the company, where was the company?
That was in 1999. The company had recently began to grow its applications development practice along with a network services organization where they were actually helping design and install networks for small companies here in Baltimore. The company was approximately 12 to 15 people in those days.
And now you're up to 50.
Yes, yeah, and we operated out of one office here in Baltimore today. We have an office in Baltimore, one in Bethesda for our government solutions, and then our financial products office is in Austin, Texas.
What's the
so
key
we've,
to taking...
we've about tripled in size, more or less, since that time.
What's the key to taking a solid little company with lots of potential, but not, you know, it's sort of like concentrated food. You know, you got to add special water to it to make it grow. What's the key?
Well, we added a little structure that helped people understand where they fit in the organization. But I think primarily we added an area of management at the project level that was very much needed. The company has been working on a number of projects at that time, but was spread so thin that we were not able to manage them properly.
Had to learn how to delegate, didn't you?
Yes, very much so. And we were able to bring that level of management to many of these projects, which helped us get back on target, and were able to deliver many of these products and projects on time. And then Tom helped us get into the government space, and that's been a very good experience for us, with many of our developers receiving performance awards from the National Institutes of Health.
And congratulations.
Thank you. And then one thing sort of led to another from there, so that today we operate about 50-50 in each space, the government space as well as the commercial space.
Well, you know, Tom, you indicated a minute ago, talking about finding good people, successful delegation requires that you have people you can delegate to successfully, doesn't it?
Correct, absolutely. And
so, go ahead.
And one of the and that's what Minor Machines got when we brought on Ron Monford sitting here talking with us. Mm-hmm. Somebody quite capable at the game who's very good at coaching the rest of our team and developing those skills in them. That's been a great asset for Mind Over Machines.
Tom, I'm going to give each one of you, and Ron, I'm going to give each one of you 20 seconds. That's all I got left. Tom, what is the key to success in your mind?
I'll go back to give to get, put your heart out there, do a great job for people, and it will come back to you.
Well said. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, cast your bread on the water, and in time it will come back to you. Well said. Ron, what do you think? What's the key to success?
Oh, there's several things, but I think, one, surround yourself with very good people. Work hard and incent the people around you to work hard as well, and don't be afraid to reward them when they do a good job.
Folks, if you go to uschamber.com, you can find out more about this event on May the 11th and 12th. And if you decide to go there and you put in Jim Sent Me, they'll give you a discount. How about that? Hey, Ron, Tom, thank you for being here. The company's called Mind Over Machines. Give us the website, please.
The Windover Machines is www.mominc, that's MOMINC.com.
Mom Inc. for Windover Machines. Hey, thanks, Tom. Thanks, Ron. Congratulations again. And I'll see you guys in about a month or so.
Wonderful. Look forward to it, Jim. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Tim Berry. He's with Palo Alto Software.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.